Sing Out was founded nearly 70 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining online resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music is from Hank Bradley, an old-time musician who's not always content to play the classics, so he writes many of his own. We heard Midnight in the Van from his recording Hassle the Caller on Sage Arts Records. By the way, Hank played all the instruments. This week, we continue with a second edition of our classic singer-songwriter feature. We'll have a part three next week because there are just too many great writers to hear. Sometimes a great writer has the good fortune to have a monster hit with one of his songs when it's recorded by another artist. Daryl Scott had a great deal of success with his song Long Time Gone when the Dixie Chicks had a huge hit with it. We'll hear Daryl along with his friend Tim O'Brien from a great live recording called We're Usually a Lot Better Than This on Full Light Records. Long Time Gone opens this week's edition of the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Sits on the front porch swinging, looking out on a vacant field. Used to be filled with burning tobacco, now it knows it never will. Brothers found work in Indiana, sister's a nurse at the old folks' home. Mama's still cooking too much for supper, me and Ben a long time gone. Yeah, long time gone, I ain't hold a rose since I don't know when. Long time gone, and it ain't coming back again. Now Delia plays that old church piano, sitting out on her daddy's farm. She always thought we'd be together, Lord, I never meant to do her harm. Since she could hear me singing in the choir, me, I heard and loved that song. I got wind and hit the road running, Lord, I've been alone. Again.
in Nashville trying to be the big deal, playing down on Broadway, getting there the hard way, living from a tip jar, sleeping in my car, hocking my guitar. Yeah, I'm gonna be a star. Sunday, watching the garden and the children grow. We listen to the radio to hear what's cooking, but the music ain't got no soul. Oh, they sound tired, but they don't sound haggard. They got money, but they don't have cash. They got Junior, but they don't have Hank. I think the rest is a long time gone. Yeah, I ain't honked the horn since I don't know when. Long time gone.
Man, he worked every day of his life. First as a lawyer, then as a judge. My grandmother Charlotte was his darling wife. They had 7 children and 42 grandkids who looked up to him as the great patriarch. He spent his whole life here in New York City, quietly making his mark. Grandpa was a type A workaholic before we knew what those terms meant. He would bring briefcases filled with work papers to every family event. He didn't drink, he didn't smoke. He was quite formal whenever he spoke. And though we loved him, we never felt close. He was a serious man. Yes, my grandfather was a very serious man. He loved the law, he loved upholding the law, and he prided himself on never breaking the law. Though he did have some trouble with social conventions. My grandparents had season tickets to the Metropolitan Opera, and my grandfather had to sit on the aisle for a very practical reason. He would bring his work papers to the opera, and he would use the tiny lights along the floor to illuminate them. I don't think ushers at the Met today would tolerate that kind of behavior, but he got away with it back then. Now, my grandma and grandpa never took any exotic trips. With so many grandchildren, their dance card was pretty much filled. Every weekend, They'd be attending a christening or a confirmation or a graduation or a birthday or a wedding. And you could see Grandpa in all the family photos, serious and stately in his pinstripe suit, bow tie and fedora, never smiling. Though in a couple of the pictures we noticed recently that he had a bit of a faraway look in his eye. We figured he was probably working on a case in his head when that picture was snapped. One shining Sunday in the mid-1960s, Grandma and Grandpa visited our family. We lived up in Peekskill on the banks of the Hudson. My parents, five brothers, three sisters, and me. As I recall, we girls were with Grandma having cookies and tea in the living room. In the field next to our house were the boys playing baseball that afternoon. The field next to our house was really a long sloping hill. Home plate was at the bottom of that hill. The pitcher's mound was partway up the hill. Then there was the infield, and the outfield was all the way up against the side of our house, but nobody ever played that far back, because nobody could ever hit that far with the angle and all. So there I was, looking out the window, watching my brothers play baseball. Then I went back to listening to Grandma tell us stories. I didn't know where Grandpa was, but I figured, like always, he was off in the corner somewhere working. But he wasn't. Happened that day. Grandpa put his work papers aside. He told my brothers he wanted to play. He took off his jacket, he undid his bow tie. My brother Greg was pitching, he wound up and let it fly. Grandpa connected, he hit that ball high, 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 high. Grandma was telling us another story about New York in the olden days. Before there was a George Washington Bridge, Empire State Building, even subways. All of a sudden, the window shattered. We all jumped up to see what could the matter be. To the floor, cups and saucers clattered. We saw the baseball, wondered who could the batter be. We ran to the window and looked through the broken glass, and there, at the bottom of the hill, stood our dear grandpa, leaning on his bat, smiling his guts out, enjoying the thrill. 40 years later, we can still picture him proud as a peacock, puffed up with joy. The only time we ever witnessed our grandpa just being one of the boys. Grandpa was one of the
We talked about Daryl Scott having a great deal of luck with his song Long Time Gone. Well, you know, if you get a song commissioned by Lincoln Center for their Lincoln Center Outdoors, you know you kind of hit the top. That was Christine Lavin with Folk Zinger and a tune called One of the Boys. I need to remember that for my baseball show next year. And that was commissioned by Lincoln Center. That's on Appleseed Records from Christine Lavin, Folk Zinger. And we let off that set with Long Time Gone from Tim O'Brien and the writer Daryl Scott from We're Usually a Lot Better Than This, their live recording on Full Light Records from Tim and Daryl. We're listening to some more classic singer-songwriters this week and next on the Sing Out Radio magazine. I never knew any of my grandparents. They all passed before I got old enough to recognize them. But when I first heard this song from Greg Brown, I thought this must have been what my grandmother was like. Here's Canned Goods from Greg Brown on the Sing Out Radio magazine.
let the wild winter wind bellow and blow. I'm as warm as a July toe. May toe. There's peaches on the shelf, potatoes in the bin. Supper ready, everybody come on in. Taste a little of the summer. Taste a little of the summer. Taste a little of the summer. Grandma put it all in jars. Well, there's a root cellar, fruit cellar down below. Watch your head now and down you go. Peaches on the shelf, potatoes in the bin. Supper ready, everybody come on in. Taste a little of the summer. Taste a little of the summer. Taste a little of the summer. Grandma put it all in jars. Well, maybe you are weary and you don't give a damn. I bet you never tasted her blackberry jam. Peaches on the shelf, potatoes in the bin. Supper ready, everybody come on in now. Taste a little of the summer. Taste a little of the summer. Taste a little of the summer. Grandma put it all in jars. Oh, she got magic in her, you know what I mean. She puts the sun and rain in with her beans. Peaches on the shelf, potatoes in the bin. Supper ready, everybody come on in. Taste a little of the summer. Taste a little of the summer. Taste a little of the summer. Grandma put it all in jars. What with the snow and the economy and everything, I think I'll just stay down here and eat until spring. Peaches on the shelf, potatoes in the bin. Supper ready, everybody come on in. Taste a little of the summer. Taste a little of the summer. Taste a little of the summer. Grandma put it all in jars. When I go down to see Grandma, I gain a lot of weight. With her dear hand, she gives me plate after plate. She cans the pickles sweet and ill, and the songs of the whippoorwill, and the morning dew, and the evening moon. I really gotta go down and see her soon, 'cause the canned goods that I buy at the store ain't got the summer in them anymore. You bet, Grandma, as sure as you're born, I'll take some more potatoes and a thunderstorm. Peaches on the shelf, potatoes in the bin. Supper ready, everybody come on in. Taste a little of the summer. Taste a little of the summer. Taste a little of the summer. Grandma put it all in jars.
Thank you.
no brothers. I am an orphan girl. Oh, when he calls, I will be able to meet my family at God's table. I'll meet my mother and my father and my sister and my brother. No more an orphan girl. Blessed Savior, make me willing to walk beside me until I'm with them, with my mother and my father and my sister and my brother. No more.
If you like your apples sweet and your streets are not concrete, you'll be in your bed by nine every night. Take your hand-spanked corn-fed gal and your best friend's four-eyed pal to a treat right down the street that's dynamite. Now let your conscience be your guide. If you put your foot inside, you wish you left you well enough alone. When you got hell to pay, put the truth on layaway and blame it on that old crazy bone. Crazy bone.
Crazy bone.
Crazy bone.
Crazy bone.
Where you wish you left you well enough alone. When you got hell to pay, put the truth on their way and blame it on that old crazy bone. And don't be stuck up in Alaska when you should be in Nebraska on a Thursday when it's egg and daughter night. When the farmers come to town and they spread them eggs around and they drop their daughter down at the roller rink. Well, you're probably standing there with your slick back grill cream hair. You're lucky's in your daddy's fine tooth comb. If they knew what you were thinking, they'd run you out of Lincoln. Just blame it on that old crazy bone. Crazy bone.
Crazy bone.
Crazy bone.
Crazy bone.
Well, you must have left your wisdom to that home. If they knew what you was thinking, they'd run you out of Lincoln. Just blame it on that old crazy bone. Here comes that crazy bone. Yeah, da 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 da. Dee da 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 da. Dee da 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 da. Yeah, da 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 da. Dee. Kids all are grown and they put you in a home and eternity is approaching fast. Yeah, your half hour of your head and you probably pissed the bed, and you can't see a thing to save your ass. When fire across the prairie, in the local cemetery, they already got your name carved out in stone. When all them nurses say, "Grandpa, why you walk that way?" Just blame it on that old crazy bone. Yeah, blame it on that old crazy bone.
Crazy bone.
Crazy bone.
Crazy bone.
And everybody in that old folks home, if they knew what you were thinking, they'd run you out of Lincoln. Just blame it on that old crazy bone. And everybody in that old folks home, yeah, blame it on that old crazy bone.
Station, burn oil and diesel, cigarettes and coffee from the vending machine. Waiting in the silence of a painting. Coldness seems to fill the space between. Boarding now, going south. You can take the window seat and I'll sit right beside you. We'll see if the view has changed. We both know on this road so many things can blind you. And Rosa on a bus ride from Montgomery to Mobile. And how many years did we miss each other because of all the seats between the front and back? Shine a light on the kindness we so often lack. Time rolls by, we must try. You can take the window seat and I'll sit right beside you. We'll see if the view has changed. On this road, so many things can blind you. When you let fear get in the way, some might find it funny still. George and Rosa on a bus ride from Montgomery. When will there be trouble enough? Oh, if we plow this field together, surely we can rise above. You can take the window seat and I'll sit right beside you. We'll the view has changed. We both know on this road so many things can blind you. When you let fear get in the way, some might find it funny still. George and Rosa on a bus ride from Montgomery to Mobile.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about Sing Out, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or log on to singout.org. You can also listen to the program as a podcast. This is episode 2021. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Hank Bradley and his recording Hassle the Caller, and we just heard one of his tunes called The Recuperation Waltz. Hank writes a lot of his own music, and he plays all the instruments. Hassle the Caller is on Sage Arts Records. Well, this is part two this week of Classic Singer-Songwriters. We'll have one more part next week. I just had too many to play. We just heard from Kate Campbell from her recording 1,000 Pound Machine, in which she plays the piano throughout the entire recording. We heard Montgomery to Mobile. She's written a lot of songs about racial equality, and that was one of the best. It's written along with Mark Narmore. Kate is from Alabama. That's on Large River Music from Kate Campbell. And before that, one of my favorite tunes from John Prine's last recording, The Tree of Forgiveness, is a tune called Egg and Daughter Night, Lincoln, Nebraska, 1967, Crazy Bone. I love it for the title alone. That was written along with a fellow named Pat McLaughlin, who was doing those answering vocals on that track. And that's on Oh Boy Records from John Prine, The Tree of Forgiveness. And before that, we heard from Gillian Welch and a home demo from 1993 of Orphan Girl. That evening, after she recorded it, she took the cassette to the Station Inn and gave it to Tim and Molly O'Brien, and later she gave it to Emmylou Harris. Orphan Girl from Gillian Welch, Boots Number One, the official revival bootleg, and that's on Acony Records. And before that, we heard from Greg Brown and Canned Goods from his recording One More Goodnight Kiss on Red House Records from back in 1995, Greg Brown. A long time ago, I used to play open mics at our local folk club, Godfrey Daniels, and invariably, the fellow who would follow me would be John Gorka, back before John Gorka was well known. In fact, he wasn't known at all at that point. He'd come in with a crumpled piece of paper with lyrics on it, and nobody ever remembered that I played after John played. This is a tune from his first recording that I can't help think was inspired by the time that he spent in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. This is Down in the Milltown from John Gorka in his recording I Know on Red House Records on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Oh, when my shift is over and I'm headed home, don't listen to the radio. I like to be alone. I like to be alone. I've had my fill of people and all that factory noise. I listen to the engine. It's a sound that I enjoy. It's a sound that I enjoy. So I drive on past the drive-in, on past the past the fenced-in fantasies that slip into the night. I slip into the night. Down in the mill town. Dinner, if she'll be waiting there. She has to wake up early. She has to do her hair. She has to do her hair. And if I need a cold one, there's a tavern up. Company of loners is still company to me. Yes, they're company to me. Down in the mill town. If my dreams treat me badly and I cry out at night, shake me to my senses and I will be all right. Yes, I will be all right. Down in the mill town.
Middle of the night, near the Indiana line, I'm pulling in at Christian Station. The signal is crystal clear, and I cannot really hear what he says about revelation. I am wretched, I am tired. Preacher is on fire, and I wish I could leave. Whoever watches over all these truckers, show a little mercy for the weary sinner, and deliver me. Lord, deliver me, deliver me to the next best Western. Did he who made the lamb put the tremble in the hand? Reaches out to take my quarter. I look him in the eye. There isn't any time, just time enough to pass the tender. The highway takes its toll. The green light flashes go, and it's welcome to Ohio. Whoever watches over all these truckers, show a little mercy for a weary sinner, and deliver me. Lord, deliver me, deliver me to the next best Western. It takes light years of nothing to let these stars shine through. It's an empty road that finds its way back home to you. At 4 a.m. on 80 East, it's in the nature of the beast to wonder if there's something missing. I am wretched, I am tired, but the preacher is on fire, and I wish I could believe. Whoever watches over all these truckers, show a little mercy for a weary sinner. Lord, deliver me to the next best Western, the next best Western, the next best Western, the next best Western.
I'm gonna go to the liquor store. I'm gonna get me some cardboard boxes. You know what them boxes are for. I'm gonna rent me a U-Haul trailer, hook it on the back of my old car. Call up some of my stronger buddies. That's what your strong buddies are for. We're gonna move. We're gonna move. Yeah, move. Give it to the Salvation Army of the Goodwill. We got so much junk, it's a joke. Wrap a knick-knack in some old newspaper. I know it was a present, but the damn thing broke. Your old shoes and my old t-shirts. My strong buddies crave ice cold beers. Don't throw that away, it's a family heirloom. I've had that ashtray for 15 years. We're gonna move. We're gonna move. Yeah, move. We're gonna empty out our old place and move into brand new bright space. books and the records and the tapes and the pictures and the pots and the pans and all the breakable glass. The living room couch and the dining room table, the washer and the dryer, what a pain in the ass. We got the TV and the home entertainment center, the box spring and the queen size bed. We got the Christmas decorations and the bureau and the playpen. If we had a piano, I think I'd drop dead. At the end of the day, the old place is empty and the new place houses all of our stuff. Unpack all the crap into cardboard and boxes. It wasn't that bad, no, it wasn't so rough. But my strong buddies look a little bit grumpy. I don't know why I broke my butt. Tomorrow we'll call up the telephone company and get another set of house keys cut. We're gonna move. You just love our brand new better space, baby.
I still see her dark eyes glowing. She was 21 when I left Galveston. Galveston, oh. I still hear your sea waves crashing while I watch the cannon flashing, and I clean my gun, and I dream of Galveston. I still see her standing by the water, standing there looking out to sea, and she waiting there for me on the beach where we used to run. Galveston, ooh, Galveston, I am so afraid of dying. Before I dry the tears she's crying, before I see your seabirds flying at Galveston, at Galveston.
One of my guilty pleasures is the music of Jimmy Webb, and that, of course, was Galveston. That was Fred Tackett playing the guitar behind him, recorded live at the Royal Albert Hall back in 1972. And you know, I never really understood the lyrics until I heard Jimmy sing them. Somehow they just slid by me as Glen Campbell had the big hit. That's on Reprise Records, Jimmy Webb, live at the Royal Albert Hall. And before that, we heard another tune made famous by Glen Campbell. We heard Southern Nights from Alan Toussaint and his recording American Tunes. That's on Nonesuch Record. That was his tune, Alan Toussaint. And before that, we heard from Loudon Wainwright III, and my favorite of his recordings. It's called I'm All Right, and a tune called Cardboard Boxes. Loudon Wainwright III, produced by Richard Thompson, and he was playing guitar on there, along with most of the members of Fairport Convention at that particular time. It's on Rounder Records. And before that, we heard from Richard Schindel, from his recording 13 Songs You May or May Not Have Heard Before. Great title. And we heard The Next Best Western. That's on Amalgamated Balladry Records from Richard Schindel. And we led off that set with a bandmate of his when they played in a band together during John Gorka's college days. From his recording, I Know, his first recording, John Gorka, Down in the Milltown. That's on Red House Records from John. Well, next week we've got one more installment of our special of classic singer-songwriters. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can find out more about Sing Out by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Be careful out there. Be sure to wash your hands, wear a mask, and keep your distance so you can join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 2021.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love. love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land.